Today is Monday, April 24th, 2023, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. So, we had a weekend, because it is Monday, my favorite day of the week, not really. Is it anyone else's favorite day of the week? By the way, it's National Bucket List Day and National Pigs in a Blanket Day. So yeah, we had a weekend. We did not record Mix Minus. And so actually, Mark and I just had a relax. I was so tired. I feel like I spend my life tired now. I don't know if it's old age or what it is. When you hit your 40s, do you just spend your the rest of your life being tired? I don't know what no matter how much sleep I get, I'm just tired. But I was tired. We discussed watching a movie. We discussed doing, you know, playing games, having a game night, doing something like that. And we didn't. We just ended up sitting on the couch and vegging out and doing nothing of note. We watched something on television, but I don't even know what it was. At some point this weekend, we caught up with Ted Lasso. And I don't remember which day it was, but we did that. And then on Saturday, we got up, we had breakfast. And I wanted to go get Chick-fil-A. And I said, okay, we can get Chick-fil-A and we can get you kolaches from the local donut place, because Mark doesn't really like fast food breakfast. Actually, for a meal, he doesn't really like fast food at all. He sees a burger as a snack, and so, or sandwiches, he sees them as snack and not meals. Whereas, of course, I'm a good American. I see them as meals. Burger and fries. Chicken sandwich and fries. Chicken sandwich and chips. That's a meal to me. But he only sees it as a snack. And we do it often because, I mean, that's a typical thing in the U.S. But he doesn't really see something as a meal unless it has rice and some sort of protein usually. And so, anyway, we ended up getting... He didn't want to go to two places. Even though he likes kolaches better than anything else, he would prefer to have rice and eggs and longanisa, which is a Filipino sausage, or bacon. That would be his preference. Or even corned beef and fried rice and an egg on top of it or something like that. But I just never feel like cooking Saturday morning. Sometimes I do, but I don't really feel like cooking most times. So... He just said, oh, we can go to Chick-fil-A. So we went to Chick-fil-A. We did that. And I'm trying to remember what else we did because he had a thing. So I think we did that. We did some more planning for our trip and, you know, we talked about our trip. We planned the hotel for Stowe, Vermont. We found a hotel. We're staying in a ski resort, actually. Now I don't remember the name of it, but we did put it in the spreadsheet, so I can actually look in the spreadsheet here. It's called The Lodge at Spruce Peak. And I think we're going to do, I was looking at it, I think we're going to do a Ben & Jerry's factory tour, although I don't know if they're going to be open that weekend because it is 4th of July weekend. And so I'm not 100% sure that they're going to be open. And they open up their tours 2 weeks in advance. You can't book any earlier than 2 weeks in advance. So we have to wait until, because this is July 4th, we can't actually book the tour until mid-June. So I don't really know if they're even going to be open or available because I won't know until 2 weeks before. But I'm looking at doing that. We're only 1 day in Stowe, Vermont, and not even really a full day. So, because we've got to drive there. So I'm thinking about there's some hikes nearby. There's a cute little town that we can look at. So I don't know exactly what we're going to do, but we'll figure it out. And even the lodge itself has a spa and has a zip line. And it's in the mountains because it's a ski resort. So I'm sure there's hiking and stuff like that at the actual resort, which is another thing that we could do. And then Saturday night, Mark had a housewarming party. I didn't want to go to the housewarming party. Oh, I know what else we did. I do know what else we did. We did that on Saturday. I was thinking we did it on Sunday, but we didn't. We did it on Saturday. So Mark has been discussing every time we go on a trip, there's always these excursions where it's like rent a bicycle and, you know, bike through the whatever, you know, bike through the hillside. Or I don't know. There's all these biking. You can always rent bikes. There's all this bike stuff anytime we go on a trip. And he always says, oh, if only I knew how to ride a bike, because he doesn't know how to ride a bike. And it's been a long time. I'm burpy for some reason, and I just had popcorn. It shouldn't be anything that makes me burpy. But anyway, regardless, he doesn't know how to ride a bike. And I haven't ridden a bike since I was probably maybe college, could be even high school. Because I haven't owned a bike since I moved out of my parents' house. And even then, I think I borrowed one of their bikes or something. All of our bikes were with my parents. After I moved out, I've never owned a bike. So he always says that. And so I haven't ridden in forever. And so we emailed my parents. I text messaged my parents. I'm like, hey, can we borrow your bikes? And my stepdad said, well, your mom sold her bike a long time ago, and my bike is for tall people, so it might not be a good one for you guys to ride, and it's certainly not a good one for Mark to learn on because it's going to be too tall for him. Because my stepdad is 6'4", and Mark and I are 5'7", so. So anyway, I said, well, you know what? They sell cheap bike. We don't want to buy an expensive bike. Because we don't know if that's something that he's going to decide that he likes. And so we don't want to spend a lot of money on the bike, but there's not really I don't know of a bike rental locally. Plus, I don't know how long it's going to take him to learn. So I said, let's just go to Walmart and buy a bike for both of us. Because you can get a bike. Really, you can get a bike for as low as $100 at Walmart. And so let's just get a couple. We had a Visa gift card from the stack of gift cards that we've got for $100. So it would be, you know, we could take $100 off of whatever we wanted to get. And so we went in his little mini SUV. We went to Walmart. We found a couple of Huffy cruisers. They're cute. They've got blue around the wheels and blue on the, anyway, they're probably for girls, but we liked them. And we're like, okay, we're going to get these. We got helmets. When I was growing up, helmets were not a thing. Like, you did not wear a helmet when you were... I also lived in South Arkansas. People didn't wear seatbelts either. But now I know it's like a law everywhere, pretty much. And everyone wears helmets. And so we got helmets as well. And we proceed to checkout, which was a pain in the butt in itself, because there were only two checkout lanes open with a person. And we really needed a person because this was a large purchase. They're about $170 a piece. And so, which is cheap for a bicycle, because apparently if you get a nice one from like a bike shop, they can be anywhere from $800 to like $1,500 for a bicycle. So really, these are cheap. And the lady, we go to one line, there was some problem. So we go to another line, there were only two open. And the other one, the customer was buying a gift card and she didn't speak English. So she needed someone to translate. And so the checkout lady was trying to find someone to translate. Then we get up there and I'm trying to use this gift card and it will not work. It's just not working. So I said, I'm so sorry. You know, we finally got through. We go out and I was thinking, oh, these are going to fit in the back of his SUV. I don't know why I was thinking this at all. But I tried front ways, back ways, sideways. There was no way one of these bikes was going to fit. And so we're standing out there in the parking lot. I had to call my stepfather, have him come pick us up. It took 20 minutes for him to get there. We were just like standing in the parking lot. with two bicycles. It was crazy. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.